Ubi caritas et amor Deus ibi est. By Ola Coelho. Where charity and love are, God is there. The love of Christ has gathered us together. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us revere and love the living God. And from a sincere heart, let us love one another. Amen. Ubi caritas et amor Deus ibi est. Congregavit nos in unum Christi amor. Ubi caritas et amor Deus ibi est. Congregavit nos in uno Christi amor. Christi amor. Exultemus et in ipsum jucundemus, time gamus et habemus Deum vivum. Exultemus et in ipsum jucundemus, time gamus et habemus Deum vivum. Time gamus et habemus Deum vivum. Deum vivum. Et ex quod et idicamus non sincerum. Et ex quod et idicamus non sincerum. Ubi caritas et amor Deus ibi est. Congregavit nos in unum Christi amor. Christi
The Gospel text for today is, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Father of our Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, hear our prayer. Let us pray. We give thanks for the community of faith to which we belong and for the rich diversity of faith and culture within this city. May all communities of faith bear witness in ways that support and cherish the religious tolerance and diversity of our times. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. We pray for all those who are living alone at this time, especially for those who require assistance in managing the practical tasks of daily life. Lord, hear us. Mercifully hear us. We pray for parents who are at a distance from their children, and for wives and husbands, brothers and sisters who are separated for whatever reason. We do, however, rejoice in the glory of the telephone. Lord, hear us. Mercifully hear us. We give thanks and pray for all those whose work is to care, for the frail, for the impaired, for those who live, whose lives are lived permanently in bed. Lord, hear us. Mercifully hear us. We pray for those whose only home is on the streets or a temporary night shelter. Raise the levels of our intolerance that such squalor continues to exist. Give us a voice that speaks for them. Lord, hear us. Mercifully hear us. God of mercy, many of us have grown up taking personal mobility, travel and adventure as normal, and now find ourselves living on greatly restricted playing field. Lord, hear us. Mercifully hear us. Heighten our sensitivity towards those around us during these difficult times. Help us to make eye contact with those we recognise but do not know, that the seed of hope may even now emerge among us. Lord, hear us. Mercifully hear us. We pray for all people who are in the caring professions, especially those in health and social services, for doctors, nurses, health visitors, therapists, cooks, cleaners, waste disposal operatives, window cleaners and undertakers. Lord, hear us. Mercifully hear us. And as some sort of PS, good Lord, help us in one way or another to find a way of doing a good deed every day. We all say, Amen. Amen. Then, Amen it is. Amen.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Gospels tells us that on the first day of the week, the same day on which our Lord rose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples and was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Gather then, wherever you are, around the symbols of bread and wine, and let us too partake in this holy meal. The Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed our joy and delight in all places and at all times to give thanks to you, Almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death for us. By his rising again he has restored life to us. Therefore, with the whole company of saints in heaven and on earth, we worship and glorify you, God most holy, and we shout with joy, saying,
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might.
Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We give thanks to God the Father that our Saviour Jesus Christ gave us this memorial of his sacrifice until his coming again. On the night of his betrayal, the Lord Jesus was at supper with his friends when he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is broken for you. Take and eat in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine and once again gave you thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, Take and drink from it, all of you. This cup is a new covenant between you and my Father, sealed in my blood, which will be poured for you and for all. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Your death, O Christ, we proclaim. Your resurrection, we affirm with joy. your coming again, we await with hope. Glory be to you, Lord Jesus. Alleluia. Amen.
And now we say the prayers for consecration. Loving God, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon us, that the bread which we break may be to us the communion of the body of Christ, and the cup which we bless the communion of his blood. Grant that we who partake in this meal may be found worthy after our life here on earth to sit at the banquet upon his return. Amen. And so now, following Jesus' example and command, we take the bread and the wine, the ordinary things of the world which Christ will make special. And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us pray the prayer in the manner he taught the disciples.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Please eat the bread now with these words: the body of Christ broken for our sins. Amen. And please drink the wine with these words: the blood of Christ shed for our sins. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food that symbolizes the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of your family through your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. To the Trinity be honor and glory, now and forevermore. Amen.
This is Stuart Townend's version of Psalm 23.
God was my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me home. He guides my ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup, it overflows with joy. I feast on his pure delights, and I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me home. And though I walk the darkest path, I will not fear the evil one. For you are with me, and your rod and staff are the comfort I need to know. And I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me home. Your goodness will lead me home.
And now, my dear sisters and brothers, we have come to the end of this service. So go out into the world, if you must. Stay in and meditate as the Spirit leads you. Serve God in whatever way you can and however the Spirit leads you. And whatever you do, remember that God loves you and is with you. And may the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and remain with us today and always, helping us to overcome. Amen.